It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. One of the most memorable plays in Beaver and Wayne State Wildcat history, a punt return from Gunnar Olszewski that ended up with a touchdown from Mikey Junker. Head coach Brent Pulte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. September 29th, 2018, Bemidji State came away with a 27-10 win at Wayne State, leading just 13-3. Wayne State punted to BSU's Gunnar Olszewski. Gunnar did what Gunnar did.
Floating, spiraling kick. Gunner's got room to return this one. He'll return it from the 5. Turn up the near side numbers, 10, 15, 20, 30. Now cuts back into the middle of the football field. Another block, 40, 45. And he's wrapped up from behind. And he'll pitch it back to Mikey Junker. Junker there at the 50, at the 40. A wall of blockers in front. Junker cuts out to the outside of the 20. Hops over a man. Junker to the 10. Junker is into the end zone. A touchdown. What a play by Gunnar Olszewski. Gunner was wrapped up in midfield. And he pitches it back to Mikey Junker in stride. And the Beavers go to the house. It's 20-3.
Beaver head coach, Brent Bolte.
Gunner being Gunner, you just, in your mind, you're like, no. And then you're like, yes. So, yeah, he was in the middle of a punt return, kind of got spun around, and Mikey was trailing the play. And I don't even know if he really knew it was Mikey, but he just kind of flipped it to him in stride. And Mikey walked into the end zone for assisted punt return. I don't know how it went down in the books. Obviously, he got the touchdown, but then Mikey was in the right place at the right time where, you know, Gunner was making a move and kind of got stacked up and flipped it to him in stride. So it was a wild play, and given that game, it was kind of just a weird low scoring-ish game that day, and was something that kind of put us on top and never really looked back after that point.
Just this last week, Gunnar Olszewski got Bemidji State back in the news again. Gunner's current head coach, Mike Tomlin, talking about NFL rivalries. Brought up Bemidji State versus Minnesota State.
Some of those guys have been in significant matchups before, so if you went to Alabama or Auburn, I say it's like the Iron Bowl. If you went to Bemidji State, I say it's like Bemidji-Mankato.
Obviously, it blew up on social media, and everybody was reaching out from all over the country, it felt like, and with our connections and... You know, obviously, Mankato ran with it too, but it's cool. It's cool to be mentioned. You know, obviously, Gunnar having his success in the NFL, and obviously was mentioned probably the big game that we had against Mankato. So it was fun to get that out there in a post-game interview and the attention it brings back to our program and just the and D2 football being, you know, it is that big for us. You know, when you really think about games, it's, you know, you can have 80,000 people or you have 5,000 people at a game. It's still the magnitude for your given situation and circumstance is still big. So I appreciate that. I've been a Mike Tomlin fan for quite a few years, and just, you know, the way he organizes and the way he runs practice and how he handles the different personalities within his situation in the NFL, obviously a lot different than maybe what I have to deal with at BSU, but he does a wonderful job and just like what he stands for overall.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.